Hello, Vienna. So excited to be back in your pastry-laden city. My attention is redirected from spilling my big money news, however. I'm jet-lagged from the overnight flight from New York and coming off the sweet Xanax that got me through it. I'm jaw-droppingly awed by the lavish Christmas decorations displayed in the stately old bank building turned hotel. I'm very moved by the Mozart playing symphony performing in the Christmas market in the square just outside the hotel. But I can't concentrate on all this sensory glory because the doors to the ballroom nearby have opened. I hear the event going on in there, and my blood goes cold. I'm sure I hear that voice. Deep, but verging on shrill when he's stressed. No, it couldn't be. Is that? I say, then stop myself, because I notice the sign outside the ballroom, which says, in letters so big I don't need glasses to read them, the International Children's Literature Association proudly presents award-winning author Ian Hawkins. Ian Hawkins, I mutter. I can't believe he's here. Do you know him? The clerk asks me. My children love his books. I know him, I say. Ian Hawkins was once my very best friend. He's my ex-husband's ex-husband. Like all disastrous relationships, ours has an origin story. Ian and I, instant besties since freshman orientation at New York University, had come to Austria to do junior year abroad at the University of Vienna. Soon after our arrival, we met Bo Williamson in the lobby of the International Student Residence Hall. He was placing a flyer above the mailboxes, advertising a band performance that night at a local bar. Bo was grunge attractive. He wore eyeliner and had spiked hair, black at the roots, platinum blonde at the tips. Very Billy Joe Armstrong by way of Billy Idol. But what really caught our attention was the name of his band, Ava the Unstoppable.
Who's Ava? Ian asked Bo.
Bo said,
She's a rat that's been scurrying around our rehearsal space and refuses to be caught. Can't catch her because you can't stop her.
She sounds cool, I say, trying to sound cool. I was cool then. At least, I told myself I was. I went to NYU so I could live in Manhattan, where I frequented art house movie theaters, interned at a posh gallery in Soho, and wrote deep thoughts in my journal while sipping cappuccinos at historic Cafe Reggio in the Village. I hung out with Ian, who was legitimately cool, an inventive artist who dabbled in painting, sculpture, graffiti, and the cutest boys.
Then come see us tonight, Bo said.
He winked at both me and Ian. I should have known then. Trouble. Bo, we learned, was from Alabama, went to Emory University in Atlanta, and was also a study abroad student. He'd spent the summer before the school term in Vienna wandering the Alps in Eastern Europe. He'd formed a casual band with some of the wanderers. That night was to be their first performance as Ava the Unstoppable. It also turned out to be their last. Bo slept with the drummer's girlfriend a week after their debut performance, and RIP Ava the Unstoppable, the band. In the fluorescent lighting of the generic residence hall where Bo was advertising his performance, he was indeed hot. But that night, in the dark cavern of a smoke-filled, seedy dive bar, the spotlight turned onto his face. Bo transformed into megawatt hot. His face was made up like Ziggy Stardust, and he wore a white sequined bodysuit open down the chest that perfectly accentuated his lean body and showed off his muscular torso. Ava the Unstoppable was a cover band, and not a particularly good one. But it didn't matter with Bo Williamson front and sybaritic center, singing Elton John's Rocket Man,